Palace and Park of Fontainebleau, France. If the gardens of the Château of Vaux-le-Vicomte in Mancy started the Louis XIV style of architecture, the Commune of Fontainebleau pioneered a school of painting. The world knows this little town 80 kilometers south of Paris more for INSEAD, Institut Européen d'Administration des Affaires, an institute that calls itself the business school for the world. A lesser-known neighbor of INSEAD is the Château of Fontainebleau. And its being lesser-known is a surprise. For it is not a simple château, since this misleading term today means a large country house held by a noble family. It is a vast palace that held an attraction for an unbroken line of French royals for over 8 centuries as a hunting lodge. Ensconced at the edge of the forest of Fontainebleau, this residence served the kings during their 2-month break at the de facto royal game preserve every fall. Château de Fontainebleau dates from 1137 CE. Thomas Becket consecrated its chapel 32 years later. And the canonized king, Louis IX or St. Louis, founded a convent here in the mid-13th century. As each king took residence here every fall, its initial modest structure expanded year on year. Today, the estate and its gardens cover an area of over 230 acres. It is a 1,500-room palace, and the surface area of its roof alone is over 5 acres. Potpourri architecture, an evidence of many eras. What we see today, though, is from the early 1500s. Medieval stern convent and Italian artistic styles rub shoulders with the subtle French elegance. François transformed the medieval fortress and hunting lodge into a royal palace. It brought the Italian Renaissance to northern France, that too in a royal domain. The rooms from the 16th century overwhelm with their richness. Scrutiny will reveal elaborate frescoes, glorious paintings, sculpted frames, recessed ceilings, carvings on wall panels, doors with facets, and more. All these parts come together and create a pleasing whole. The exterior is a pleasant amalgam of stone and slate. Its steep sloping roofs, the turret-like chimneys, dimensional alcoves, symmetrical arches, rectangular windows, and circular ventilators provide a pleasing look to an otherwise routine façade. The exterior pillars are less for support and more for embellishment. Fontainebleau School of Painting. Marie Antoinette's Turkish Boudoir. The ballroom with rich Italian hues, and the fancy hallway adorned with frescoes by Rosso Fiorentino are some stunning, yet diverse features of the château. The hallway has a sprinkling of François' emblem, the salamander, and his monogram F, everywhere. It was Fiorentino's work in the hallway that marked the beginning of the French Mannerist School of Painting, or the Fontainebleau School of Painting. This sensual and sophisticated painting and sculpting style is in evidence not just in the hallway, but all over the château, including the ballroom. For centuries, royalty used château's ballroom for ceremonies, parties, and dinners. It carries a strong imprint of Napoleon Bonaparte. A strong emblematic golden and emblazons its gates. He in fact called Fontainebleau Château the true abode of kings. Even during World War II when the Germans requisitioned the château for the army, they used it for concerts by the Berlin Philharmonic. There is little doubt the place has seen a lot of history. Stepping outdoors. No matter where you step out of the château from, you'll end up in a vast courtyard, larger than the courtyard outside the Palace of Versailles. Had it been smaller, walking across would not be a chore. But given its size and cobblestone paving, uncomfortable footwear will make your progress towards the estate gardens painful. Just next to the château is a carp pond, a grotto, and a pavilion. The pond served as a venue for the boating parties and provided fish, both for the table and for fun. A small island in the middle of the carp pond houses the pavilion. Louis XIV had it built as a relaxation retreat during their fishing and hunting outings. After falling in love with the formal gardens of the Vaux de Vicomte estate, Louis XIV commissioned many remarkable gardens, including the ones in Versailles. Here, too, he commissioned the Grand Parterre. It accords a perfect vantage point to admire the asymmetry of the chateau's linked buildings. This garden is said to be the largest in Europe. Its water bodies are larger in numbers, compared with the formal gardens of Chateau Versailles. Based on your liking, here, you could spend the entire day indoors, or outdoors. The estate offers a variety of surprises, both indoors and outdoors. Choose your preference, pack a picnic hamper, and head over to this heritage gem that features on the UNESCO World Heritage List since 1981. Next week, we'll stay on land on an island, and avoid the sea. Pinna for its richness.